Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, May 27th. It was cool and wet. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. That's right. He serves, protects, and snacks. What's happening, Lieutenant?
Oh, not much. I had a rough night last night, but it was nothing compared to walking in and seeing a severed head on the counter.
That was my Dante Award. Sorry, we're waiting for the forklift to take it to my office. Well, I'm looking at the places you investigated this week, and looks like some good eating.
Yeah, I went down to Berwyn, and I went to Laverne's at 6546 Windsor Avenue, and I got this recommendation from a Facebook group that I belong to, that I get a lot of good Western suburb stuff, called Takeout 25 Oak Park. And they always have a lot of great suggestions, Oak Park, Berwyn, and the Western suburbs there.
Takeout 25 Oak Park on Facebook, huh?
Yeah. It's a good group. You know, it's amazing. There's a lot of these good groups you can join that'll tell you all kinds of stuff.
So. Mm-hmm.
And so they took over the building that housed the old Garv Inn, the old a Berwyn staple that was there for decades, and they closed down. Laverne's has restored it, the old bar and the tin ceiling, and they also have a dog-friendly patio. And when we were there, we sat next to this beautiful bulldog named Lucy, who was she's sitting at the next table. They even had her up on a chair for a while.
So. Yeah, what was the dog eating?
I just had a ball.
Yeah, what's on the menu? What's the specialty?
Well, all right, the big thing, the Italian beef egg rolls. It's an appetizer, and I don't know how thousands of years of Chinese culture was stood on its head by this, but I did a whole little thing here on egg rolls, but I don't think anybody wants to hear. But that's what, you know, like you said, you have to stop talking when people stop listening.
What do you mean? You wrote something about egg rolls?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I said the thousands of years of Chinese culture, but really, egg rolls were invented in New York about 100 years ago by a guy named Henry Lowe.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So the fact that Laverne's executive chef Mark Downing has improved on the original isn't so far-fetched. I mean, this is Chicago. Italian beef, we're known for Italian. Italian beef did not come from Italy. It came from Chicago.
Isn't this Italian Beef Day or something? Or is week? It? Yes, I think it's a special Italian today. Beef day. So the egg roll, is it a regular egg roll, but there's Italian beef in it?
Yeah, it looks like a regular egg roll, but Italian beef in it. And half the tables, when I was there, had these on the table.
Really?
It's a big thing.
Try that.
And they were fantastic. And they also had, I have to talk about the Southwest salad, because I don't usually talk about salads.
No, you don't.
I'm not a big fan of salads, but this, it was actually very good. It's mango salsa and avocado on the salad with jalapeno vinaigrette and a Baja sauce. It made a really good salad. It was
sounds
very
like
tasty,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad my wife ordered it, because I...
Oh, you ate your wife's salad.
Yeah. Well, we all try things.
That's so you could tell everybody at the police station, no, I didn't order a salad.
Not me. And they had street tacos. You get three tacos for order, and the fish tacos with mahi-mahi were really good, and jicama slaw. They're very tasty. Actually, I just wanted to try them because I wanted to say jicama slaw on the
was it fun?
Radio. Yeah, it's a fun word to say, jicama. They also have some dinners. They have house-made meatloaf, not the frozen store-bought one they get from the supplier. They make the meatloaf in-house, and it's got some honey chipotle glaze on it. It was really good.
Wow. It sounds like a great menu. Laverne's 6546 Windsor in Berwyn.
Yeah. And it's like an old neighborhood bar. It's kind of on a side street. You park across by the railroad tracks, and it's a nice little neighborhood. It looks like a neighborhood bar, like in the old days.
And again, you heard about this on Facebook, and the group is called Takeout 25 Oak Park, and they have suggestions for the Oak Park Berwyn area for places to eat. Huh?
Right, yeah, the western suburbs all along there. So yeah, they a lot of great. I got a lot of great suggestions from them. We, as a matter of fact, the Brown Cow, the ice cream place, I got from them too. So
it's the Friday Food Police. That's you, Lieutenant Haynes. And by the way, before we continue, I forgot to ask you. You were fishing last weekend. I figured you'd be eating fish this week. Did you catch anything? Where were you in Michigan? Michigan, was it?
Yeah, Ludington, Michigan, and the fish won. So
that'll happen.
I'm not a very good fisherman on the best of days, and the weather was bad, and so I only caught a couple of little tiny fish. So.
But well, let's get to dessert here. And again, you're in the Berwyn area.
Right, yeah, not too far away from Laverne's is Gina's Italian Ice at 6737 Roosevelt Road. And this was recommended by Jesus Garcia III. He'd want me to say the third.
That's impressive sounding.
Yeah. And it's a small Italian lemonade. Small Italian ice. I'm still old enough to call it Italian lemonade, but Italian ice stand. That it's open May through September, so it just opened up this month, and it's been there since 1977. And before we get to the flavors, I wanted to mention it's right down the street from a place called Friendly Tap, which is at 6731 Roosevelt. And at Gina's, they have a sign that if you want, you could take your Italian ice down to Friendly's, and they will make it adult-friendly ice.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
It will add something that makes it adult-friendly. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly Tap is actually a tap, a music school, and a coffee shop, so it's a pretty interesting place, too.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, so right down the street there. And so it's a walk-up window. They do have an inside, but it's not open. I don't, maybe because of COVID, so they have a walk-up window on the street. And they have the lemonade, the staple of Italian ice places. And it's they have real lemon pieces in it. This is all homemade. You can also get a couple of flavors, which you want. And I believe that you should get your sour on top. So you get the lemonade on top and then something fruity on the bottom. I like cherry for that. And my wife says I put way too much time, way too much thought into thinking of this stuff at Italian Ice.
You know what? I've never had anything other than straight lemon ice. I don't add anything.
Yeah, I am really getting into Italian ice, again, to my wife's chagrin, because spending 15 minutes talking about what layer you should do. So they have a whole bunch of different flavors. They have mango flavor, they have horchata, and I've been trying a lot of different things lately. You know, I really like, we talked about one place that had root beer, Italian ice, and vanilla ice cream. I thought was great. This place does not have root beer.
Yeah, get a nice black cow.
Yeah.
I'd like that. Although I do like chocolate ice, and a lot of places don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't think I've ever tried chocolate.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's really good. But this sounds like a place that once we hit our stretch of 90-degree weather, starting, I think, Sunday, this will be the place to go.
Yeah, and there was a line out in front, but the line moves pretty fast. And, you know, if the line's really long, it goes past Friendly, you can get something to drink while you're waiting.
Perfect. Gina's Italian Ice, 6737 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn.
Yeah, it's an interesting story how they did it. Gina, back in 1977, was walking by, and some young men had bought a pizza place, and they didn't have enough money to finish it, so they offered to sell it to her at cost, and the rest is history. She turned it into this Italian ice place. So
good for her. News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, restaurant news. Lieutenant, I need to report something to you. I had, for the first time in a long time, a Monte Cristo sandwich. And man, is it good! Do you know about Monte Cristo's?
A lot of places
don't offer it, but you know what's great about it? It's served on like French toast, and then you get. Well, I got it with turkey, but most of the time you get it with ham. Yeah. I had it up at Max and Benny's Deli. Oh, terrific.
You can almost hear the saliva in your mouth as you're talking about it.
But let's get to your food news.
Well, I just wanted to mention Brown Sugar Bakery is now delivering citywide. And Brown Sugar Bakery is still, nobody's come up with me with a better caramel cake than Brown Sugar Bakery has down on the south side.
Yeah, we tasted it here.
Yeah.
People are still talking about it at the station.
Yeah,
at our radio station, not your police station.
Right. I had a couple of thank yous, too. You know, because we talked about Italian ice today, you can't bring Italian ice in and pick it up the night before. It doesn't work out very well. But a couple of my officers, Mike Gadzinski and Luke Galaska, when I told them that I was talking about Italian ice and I wasn't bringing anything down, they ran over to Allegretti's. I got some donuts and gave them to us, so thank you to them. And
where are they?
They're by Control Room Joe. He's guarding them.
Well, I hope there's some left. Those were, didn't they win our Donut Olympics?
They did, yeah.
That they had the best donuts ever at Allegretti's.
We have a couple of, they might have a couple of contenders this year, though. I found a couple of
them. Good,
That's later in the year. And then we said we were going to say thank you to Rosers. We talked about Rosers last week, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent over a cake for the 100th anniversary, which I thank you for inviting me. It was very nice.
What a cake that was, too. Yeah. Spectacular looking. I tweeted a picture of it out. I think it's probably on our website somewhere, too. And it tasted great.
Yeah.
I have a gift for you. It's in my office. On your way out, I got to get it for you. A can of that WGN Radio 100th anniversary beer.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool seeing all those people drinking. That was a nice little can they had to design.
It was good to have you at the staff party. Please, I know you're working all weekend on the Northwest side. Do not drink it while you're on duty, okay?
All right, and I'm sorry for when I was there and you were talking to me and I said, wait a minute, is that John Landecker?
Yes, you were very excited to meet John, weren't you? And we should mention, too, we were talking about Italian beef, and Buona Beef is giving away sandwiches actually through May 30th. And if you download the My Buona app, you can get a free sandwich. So that's pretty good. Huh?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I know Dean is, he was earlier giving away sandwiches up there by WGN TV. I don't know if there are any left.
Yeah, and remember, Italian beef comes from Chicago, not from...
That's right.
Italy.
Call it Chicago beef. All right, have we covered everything we needed to today, Lieutenant?
We did, and I hope everybody, you know, remember, long holiday weekend, it's going to be hot out there. You drink a beer, call an Uber, don't drive.
Please. Absolutely, right. But in case there's trouble, Lieutenant Haynes will be on the scene.
Right.
Have an enjoyable weekend if you can. I know you're going to be busy serving and protecting, but you take care, okay?
All right, thanks.
Next Friday, there's more here.
Hey, let's be careful out here.